Did you see Home Minister Amit Shah's picture at the All India Police Science Congress meeting in Bhopal last Friday? He was at the FICCI Tech Expo, holding a carbine and taking aim with a finger on the trigger. What struck me was not the image of the Home Minister holding and inspecting firearms at a police meet. It's par for the course, of course. Only that the picture had a ring of familiarity to it. It reminded me of another picture. Remember UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath holding a rifle and taking aim at a DRDO exhibition in Lucknow last December? That picture had gone viral. And you know what the UP BJP tweeted then on that day? I'm reading the UP BJP's tweet. Cheete ki chaal, baaz ki nazar, aur Yogi ji ke nishane par sandeh nahi karte. Basically, never doubt a cheetah's speed, a hawk's eye, and Yogi ji's target. That was the UP BJP's tweet that day. An interesting thing about that tweet was that, you know, the BJP had put nishane or target under single inverted commas, basically suggesting that it was not a random nishana or target. Yogi knows who he is targeting. I am probably digressing here. Why I am referring to Yogi Adityanath's picture in the context of Amit Shah's picture is to drive home the point about how everything Yogi does comes into vogue or fashion into the ruling party. In December 2020, when I had written a piece in the print saying how Yogi Adityanath was becoming a role model for the BJP CMs, it offended quite a lot of my friends, especially Yogi baiters. About 16 months since then, I stand by it and must reiterate. And while I'm comparing Amit Shah's picture with Yogi's today, I'm not trying to suggest that the Union Home Minister is also getting inspired by Yogi Adityanath. Even if it's happening, I cannot say this on the basis of these pictures. I'm telling you about them just to tickle your imagination before drawing your attention to a more concrete example of how Yogi Adityanath is becoming a bigger role model, probably a trendsetter or a trailblazer after his historic win in the last UP election. Look at how bulldozers, which have been actually politically patented by Yogi, how bulldozers are becoming the BJP's mission statement. So much so that even Amit Shah is not untouched by it today. Given how closely Shah monitors the Delhi police and the municipal corporations in the national capital, the recent use of bulldozers in Jahangirpuri amounts to the center adopting Yogi's style book of governance in politics. It's therefore no surprise that the BJP-led governments in states which earlier followed the Gujarat model of development are now turning to the Yogi model. Right after the UP election outcome, the BJP-led Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat government, Gujarat, they started using bulldozers. Shivraj Chauhan was being projected as bulldozer mama in MP. Coming to Gujarat a day after the demolition drive in Delhi, Jahangirpuri, the Surat Municipal Corporation demolished properties belonging to alleged gangster brothers, Arif and Sajju, I think. Karnataka and Uttarakhand governments have also gone public with their intent to use bulldozers. At this point, let me clarify that Yogi becoming a role model is not the subject of discussion in this episode of Politically Correct. It's a well-established thing by now. What I'm drawing your attention to in this episode is the irony that when top BJP leaders, right from the Union Home Minister to Chief Ministers, when they have started following the Yogi model of governance, or whatever it means to them, Yogi is focusing on Modi model of Gujarat, which you don't really hear from many CMs nowadays. Exactly a month after he took oath as Chief Minister for the second time, Yogi 2.0 is looking distinct from Yogi 1.0. His first term in office was marked by persistent endeavor to consolidate or crystallize his image as a Hindutva warrior who was sort of seeking endorsement from the RSS and the BJP's core base. So in his first term, you saw him starting off with the anti-Romeo squads, crackdown on illegal slaughterhouses, And Bulldozer drives against dons like Atiq Ahmad and Mukhtar Ansari. Of course, he also spoke about highways, investment and development figures, climate statistics, and COVID-19 management. But the thrust all the time was on building his image as a strong, tough Hindutva warrior. Cut to his second term. The last 4 weeks of Yogi 2.0 have been about identifying priorities in governance. Anti-Romeo squads are still there, and so is the anti-encroachment drive. But if you look at the government's messages now, they're all about development and focus on governance. Even before taking oath as CM for the second time, you know, we have spoken about it, Yogi initiated the process of appointing a consultant to make UP a trillion-dollar economy. You must have read about how he is keeping his ministers and officials on toes. Ministers have got their work cut out for every day of the week. They have to have 100-day plans for their departments. They themselves have to make presentations to the CM about what they are doing. In government offices, you know, the lunch hour has been curtailed to 30 minutes. Files must be cleared within 3 days, and so on and so forth. Yogi Adityanath has been setting priorities and agendas at a very hectic pace. Why I'm getting into the nitty-gritty of this new governance model is to drive home the point that Yogi is not gloating after his victory. He has learned hard lessons from the election results. He knows he cannot gloss over the massive unemployment problem. People couldn't trust Akhilesh Yadav or Mayawati or somebody else to deliver any better. But it's not all hunky-dory on the ground. Going by what he has done in the past 6 weeks, Yogi seems to be out there to make his second tenure count. By the way, have you wondered how come the VHP and Bajrang Dal activists have gone into a sort of hibernation in UP? You know, when they're hitting headlines in MP, Delhi, Gujarat, and even Odisha, you don't see them carrying out Ram Navami or Hanuman Jayanti processions in UP. This was exactly what one witnessed post-2002 in Gujarat, when Narendra Modi was the chief minister. You know, when I was traveling in Gujarat during 2007 assembly elections, I met and heard a lot of these activists cribbing about how the Modi government was playing tough with them. Many of their fellow Hindutva warriors were in jail for their role in 2002 riots. If they were expecting any leniency from the Modi government in Gujarat, it wasn't happening. The Modi government was totally focused on building a Vikas or development narrative, keeping a tight leash on potential troublemakers, no matter whether they were from the right or the left or the center. It's in this context that I am talking about how VHP or Bajrang Dal activists are keeping low in UP today. Yogi Adityanath would have none of them make any trouble. After the communal clash in Jahangirpuri in Delhi, he cancelled the leave of police and administration officials because Eden Akshay Tritiya are likely to fall on the same day. And he doesn't want any trouble. He instructed them to take an affidavit from the organizers of processions to maintain peace. As tensions were building up with right-wing groups planning to play Hanuman Chalisa on the loudspeakers at the time of Azan, Yogi issued instructions that the sound of the loudspeakers mustn't go beyond the premises of temples or mosques or any other religious place. I know Yogi baiters would see it as a move against the use of loudspeakers for Azan, but the fact is Yogi's instructions are applicable to temples too. And also to all those who want to play Hanuman Chalisa on loudspeakers during Azan. UP police teams are out there with the decibel meters to monitor the volume of loudspeakers. You know, soon after the UPCM's directions, loudspeakers of Sri Krishna Janmasthami, Janmasthan went silent, while those in the premises of Yogi's Gorakhnath temple were in fact turned away from the roads and public places near the temple. So it's not just the mosques, it's about the temples also. If Yogi's Gorakhnath temple is following the same thing, I think Yogi beaters may actually, you know, hold their horses for a while and see what actually is happening there. There are many other examples of how the Yogi government is quietly working to ensure peace. You know, the AVVP, for instance, it had declared a plan to set up 21 loudspeakers at crossings in Aligarh to recite Hanuman Chalisa during Azan. A few days later, the national leadership of the AVVP clarified it that, you know, the AVP was not associated with that move. The AVP said that the person who had made that announcement about loudspeakers at 21 crossings was not actually associated with the AVVP. By the way, have you noticed how Yogi Adityanath has been rather unspectacular in the last 6 weeks? No more rabble-rousing or provocative speeches or remarks. It's quite a change from his one controversy a day image earlier. I think he wants big ticket investments in UP to make it a trillion-dollar economy. And that will go a long way in addressing the grievances of the people, what we saw on the ground when we went there for elections. And for this to happen, to make UP a trillion-dollar economy, the last thing he would want is communal riots or law and order problems. He seems to be totally focused now on his developmental agenda in his second term. But it's not going to be quite easy for him. You know, after a long gap, you heard Prime Minister Narendra Modi broaching the CA issue last week. I mean, he hailed it for giving citizenship to religious minorities facing persecution in neighboring countries. Amit Shah also referred to the CAA in Bhopal last week. It has been over 2 years since the parliament cleared the citizenship law, but the Home Ministry has not notified the rules yet. If the PM's and the Home Minister's recent remarks about the CAA are any indicator of the centre's intent to finally bite the bullet and notify the rules, the Yogi government, which had come down heavily on anti-CAA protesters, would have its work cut out. Then, you know, the Uniform Civil Code is also back in the political discourse, with Amit Shah referring to it in an interaction with BJP leaders in Bhopal. It was followed by UP Deputy CM Kesha Prasad Maurya claiming that his government is also considering the implementation of the contentious UCC. Although Yogi has been a strong advocate of the UCC, he has been rather non-committal on the timing of its implementation. You know, I think a few days before, or I think around the fourth or fifth phase of polling, he gave an interview to the Economic Times where he was asked about the UCC, and he said, you know, we cannot implement personal laws and faith. The issue of the UCC will be taken up at the right time. I mean, that was what he said in an interview about 6 weeks back. Yogi sounded quite tentative actually about the UCC rollout, if we are talking about that interview, which came days before the UP poll outcome. One doesn't know if Kesha Prasad Maurya, I mean Yogi's deputy, who don't have a great rapport with Yogi in fact, whether Maurya had the CM's sanction to say what he said about the UCC. But Amit Shah's remark was a signal from the centre to the BJP ruled states to follow the Uttarakhand lead on UCC. Himachal CM Jairam Thakur in fact told the print on Monday that his government was also examining how to implement UCC. Although the RSS has some reservations about the immediate implementation of the Uniform Code, primarily because it has apprehensions about, you know, how it could upset tribals. You know, tribals have their own customs in term, when you talk about inheritance or marriage or divorce. So how the tribals would take the UCC is something that is bothering the RSS leadership, because you have seen how the RSS has expanded its network in tribal areas, and the BJP has been doing pretty well in tribal areas now. So, you know, whenever RSS decides, you must have read one story done by my colleague Madhuparna Das last week, where she spoke to a lot of RSS leaders, and they were saying, you know, Uttarakhand government has announced the formation of a committee to decide on the UCC. We look at the committee report and then we'll see and take a final call. If the Sangh gives a go-ahead for the UCC, UP and other BJP ruled states would also have to follow suit. I'm not discussing the merits of the or demerits of the UCC rollout or CAA rules notification, but they can certainly be disruptive. Yogi Adityanath has been attempting a kind of image makeover, but how long he can keep the genie in the bottle is a million-dollar question. That's all from me in this episode of Politically Correct. Thanks for watching.